Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. All right, day 265, day 278 since Joey said he would never abandon Americans or our fellow Afghan allies or thousands of people with American green cards eligible to live in the U.S. actually vetted, unlike people coming in aided and abetted by Mayorkas and the Department of Homeland Security. But it still goes on. Everyone's turned the page, I guess, but us. And I'm not going to forget our fellow Americans trapped behind enemy lines. I just refuse to. I want to get back to what's happening. First things first. So with this leak of this, but it's not even an opinion yet, but what looks like it might be an opinion that is emerging in the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, a draft opinion. There's been a lot of insanity, and I did notice, like, for example, the first thing they did is they surrounded the Supreme Court building by a large chain link fence. I thought walls didn't work. I thought barriers didn't work. Apparently they do. And along with it, a big cement barriers erected pretty much overnight, maybe a tacit admission that when Donald Trump, as required by law, authorized up to 20,000 troops on January 4th, and then he did his part, and nobody ever wants to ask the question, well, why didn't you call up the guard? The Capitol Police Chief was begging for it six separate times. It was already authorized. Muriel Bowser in writing said no. We have four people in the room that watched Donald Trump make the authorization. They're all on record, including Trump himself. But anyway, it's we have to, as a country, protect our institutions. Every monument, every person that serves in government has nothing to do with party. All of our judges, and frankly, everybody that works in any government, we should be protecting every American. Unfortunately, this defund, dismantle, and no bail law madness that exists in this country today is just resulting in more crime, more violence, more theft than we've ever seen before. You ever think you'd see a day in America where you can walk into any store you want, steal, as long as you don't steal $1,000 worth of crap, you're fine. You can just walk out the door, steal it, then go back in and steal another $950 worth of stuff. What a great country. And all these, you know, all these corporations now saying, you know what? I think we're going to close our doors. We can't make money this way. But you got to protect. Now, nobody's wanted to learn a single thing from the 574 riots in the summer of 2020. There's no investigation into that at all. And we had dozens of dead Americans. We had thousands of injured cops. We had billions in property damage. You know, and you ask yourself the question, why not? It seems like, what, only if it impacts Congress or Washington, D.C.? You know, what about Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr. on this program crying about his son killed in the Chop Chaz Summer of Love Spaghetti Potluck Dinner Zone? Didn't even get a call from anybody, no politician. We put him on the air. Then President Trump called him. He was the first politician to call this man. He lost his namesake. He lost his son. What, 20, 21 years old. I forget the exact age. Great guy. and he deserved better. And they letting people take over police stations, burning police stations to the ground. Kamala Harris, you know, shooting out tweets supporting a bail fund for the people involved in the rioting. It's these unbelievable times that we're living in. You know, with all the talk, it's only conservative comments that seem to matter to the mob or Democratic radical socialists. And they have their own violent rhetoric. For example, just a small montage of their violent rhetoric.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
You got to be ready to take a punch. You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
It does you any good running away from Donald Trump? I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
How dare he say the things he does? Of course I want to punch him in the face.
Right.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high. No. They go low, we kick them.
At last one, Eric Holder. They go low, we kick them. Imagine if I was Chuck Schumer, or imagine I said what Eric Holder said. Imagine I talked about punching, and I never would, President Biden in the face. Imagine, you know, I talked about you have released the whirlwind. You will pay the price. You won't know what hit you, Chuck Schumer said on the steps of the Supreme Court. Sounds like a threat to me. I mean, as per usual, you know, this is now since this leak of this draft of a possible undoing of Roe v. Wade, or it no longer being constitutional, being deemed unconstitutional. Abortion's not going to stop in America. That's the big lie. Americans will figure it out very quickly that it's just returning to the states. Liberal states will have the most liberal abortion laws. Other states will have some restrictions. Some will have maybe none at all. I don't know. I wouldn't imagine there's going to be many states at all that have bans on abortion. If it's a state or two or three, I'd be surprised, but it's possible. But you got now the left doing what they always do, and that's go right back to their threats of intimidation. The silence in the summer of 2020 over the 574 official riots of the left was deafening, because they know that's the base of their party. And that's why they feel, you know, and they're only going to criticize violence if it's conservative violence, if they can bludgeon conservatives or Republicans with a wedge political issue. But they themselves, when police precincts are burning to the ground and they're supporting defund, dismantle, no bail laws, how's that going to work out? The guy that attacked Dave Chappelle, you know, he had what looked like a real gun, but it actually had a real knife in it. It's a weapon. It's a deadly weapon. They're not charging him, this guy that stormed the stage, with assault. He's got four misdemeanors. That's all he's getting. It's insane. You know, Democrats turning to their favorite, you know, tactic. One liberal group now organizing an effort to stalk and harass Supreme Court justices and their families, and doxing and giving out their home addresses. You know, that's none of this is okay. Prominent Democrats are refusing to condemn this behavior. It's pretty amazing that's a hard thing for them to do. You know, the message here is what? Give us what we want from the Supreme Court. We're going to intimidate the U.S. Supreme Court members because we don't like where they're headed on Roe v. Wade. That's how the system works now. What if conservatives did this? Anyway, it's, you know, then we, of course, get the craziness of all of them. Elizabeth Warren probably went more nuts than anyone else, tweeting out yesterday, we must expand the court, rebalance it, defend our basic rights. That message is getting louder and louder, and I'll explain that in a little bit. You know, she wants the court to do her bidding. But it's actually the state's constitutional right to do so as enumerated in the 10th Amendment. Very simple. It's not complicated. Then you got the congenital liar, Adam Schiff. He demonized the justices. He wants court packing, as do many more. They're coming out every day. This has now reinvigorated the court packing debate. So clearly, you know, I guess the next step is what? We're going to have round the clock, full on security for every Supreme Court justice as their names and addresses are given out all over the country. We had all these riots in 2020. Well, why aren't those people being arrested? Where is the investigation into the 574 riots? Dozens dead, thousands of cops injured, billions in property damage. That doesn't rise to the occasion of something that needs to stop in this country. You know, you had look at for example, think back that summer, all that we witnessed. Think back at the Republican National Convention. And remember, right after the convention, Rand Paul, the senator, and his wife left the RNC convention, trampled over by far-left activists. You know, left-wing rioters also showing up at McConnell's house and confronting him and his wife. They also harassed both of them at a local diner. They're just sitting there, I guess, having lunch or breakfast. You know, they went to terrorize Senator Hawley's wife and their newborn baby at their front door, confronting Ted Cruz and his wife at a restaurant. They also harassed, remember, Trump's DHS secretary at a restaurant because they didn't like Trump's border wall. In 2018, they stormed the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, pounded on the front door in order to disrupt Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation, top of all the lies and slander and smear that they bestowed on him. Kristen Sinema, my gosh, because she's against killing the filibuster, they pounded on the door, follow her into a bathroom. It doesn't get any stranger than this. And just because you disagree with her, I could never imagine myself ever being in a situation where I see somebody that I know has very different political views than I do. One day I recently ran into Tony Danza. Remember Tony Danza, Taxi? I love the guy. And he's doing, he does like shows still. He sings. He's like, does Sinatra, stuff like that. Anyway, he's a cool guy. And he couldn't believe, he was like all over me about my political opinions. I'm like, and you're supporting this guy? Do you think he knows what day of the week it is? He didn't particularly like that remark. But the reality is, I don't think he does. Anyway, remember when they kayaked out to Manchin's houseboat? And now we've got this political ministry of truth led up by one of the biggest purveyors of misinformation in the country. It's unbelievable, Ms. Jankowicz. This is not going to work. This isn't good for the country, but the double standard is so flagrant. You just sit there and say, imagine if conservatives were doing this to liberal Supreme Court justices. What do you think the mob and the media would do? You know, Democrats, they seem to get away with pretty much everything. You know, and the reality is they're hoping this will be the number one distraction. Very quickly, the American people are going to figure out, left-wingers, right-wingers, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, yeah, you can easily obtain an abortion in America even if Roe v. Wade is overturned. But it's a hope that Americans forget about the 40-year high of inflation. Forget about record high gas prices, record prices of every product that they buy at every store that they go to, the chaos at the border, the supply chain messed up, the disaster known as Afghanistan. No one likes or respects Joe Biden. Everyone sees that he's been a disaster, and that Trump accurately predicted how bad this will get. I'll play that a little later. Anyway. So when you think things can't get any worse, and again, this, you know, Democrats want to distract. They don't want anything related to a discussion about the economy and gas prices and inflation and the border and the supply chain and Afghanistan and Ukraine, and they don't want to talk about any of that. Listen to Donald Trump in a debate with Joe Biden warning all of this was going to happen.
Let me tell you about the stock market. When the stock market goes up, that means jobs. It also means 401ks. If you got in, if you ever became president with your ideas, you want to terminate my taxes, I'll tell you what, you'll lose half of the companies that have poured in here will leave, and plenty
half
of companies that are already here, they'll leave for other places.
Have
they will leave, and you will have a depression, of which you've never seen.
Now, it got interesting, and we talked about this earlier in the week, that, you know, Joe Biden literally said MAGA is the most dangerous, you know, threat in the history of his lifetime or whatever he said. It's just actually just ridiculous. And under Donald Trump, we had a lot of success. What do we have with Joe Biden? You know, we had with Trump low gas prices, record low unemployment. Anyway, yesterday, remember earlier in the week, he said that MAGA was the most extreme faction in American history. Trump responded yesterday saying, our country's going to hell. MAGA's saving America. My message to Joe is there's nothing extreme about energy independence and border security. There's nothing extreme about safe cities and the rule of law. There's nothing extreme about parental involvement in education. There's nothing extreme about freedom of speech and free expression. There's nothing extreme about individual states regulating abortion. Sadly, there is an extreme political faction in the country, but they're on the other side of all of these issues, and they run every part of our current government, which is why I keep saying tipping point, inflection point for the country. Reagan famously warned, freedom is but one generation away from extinction. It can't happen on our watch. 6 months from now, that's step one. That's getting America back on track. All of these problems were preventable, and they're all fixable. Just go back to the Trump policies. We'll continue.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern-day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. You want to be a part of the program, we'd love to talk to you. So we've got a situation, sad, sad day in Washington. Jen Psaki is leaving. Circle back. Jen apparently makes a big deal with MSDNC. She'll fit in perfectly with all the conspiracy theorists and liars. We did this last night on TV. Might as well honor her on radio as well. Some of, let's just say, some of her low-light moments, low-life. To be honest, she just lies. Moments where she didn't quite tell the truth. It was contentious, sarcastic, mean. And by the way, Peter Ducey actually said, sorry you're leaving. We're going to miss you. Oh, really, Peter? Really? I'm like, You can't even take a compliment? Good grief. Anyway, here's Circle Back Jen Psaki.
You may have noticed this week that your gas prices have gone up. I want to talk to you a little bit about why. A lot of it has to do with Vladimir Putin.
It's broadly known and widely known, Peter, that there was a broad range of Russian disinformation back in 2020.
Why is the administration flying thousands of migrants from the border to Florida and New York in the middle of the night?
Well, I'm not sure that it's in the middle of the night. As individuals come across the border and they are both assessed for whether they have any symptoms. If they have symptoms, the intention is for them to be quarantined. That is our process. They're not intending to stay here for a lengthy period of time.
President, still believe that Build Back Better will not add a dime to the national debt?
Correct, it won't.
Why should Americans believe that?
Because it won't.
People, it was crystal clear that things were not improving on supply chain. People couldn't get dishwashers and furniture and treadmills delivered on time, not to mention all sorts of other things. So why
is it... The tragedy of the treadmill that's delayed. Right. And last thing I just want to do before we get to your questions, I often note I'm going to circle back. I hate to disappoint conservative Twitter, but I am going to circle back on a number of things, as we often do directly.
It doesn't disappoint me when she circles back. I don't know if it's... Well, they're not going to be here very long. I guess you define here as where they are in Texas or Arizona or wherever they illegally cross the border into our country, then only to be processed and aided and abetted by Joe Biden and DHS Secretary Mayorkas. And yeah, those flights, I wouldn't refer to them as early morning flights when they land at 2, 3, 4 a.m. in the morning at obscure airports like in New York. They're not landing at LaGuardia where they'd be noticed. They're not landing at Kennedy where they'd be noticed. They're landing in like Westchester Airport where nobody's there at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And then, of course, you get preferential treatment if you're an illegal immigrant. Well, if they show symptoms, they might be quarantined. Okay, they're not testing people. There's no vaccine mandate, and you get free transportation, and that's why Governor Abbott has made the right call to say, all right, you're aiding and abetting them. We're trying to enforce the law. Our hands are tied legally. We can't circumvent federal law, unfortunately. So if you are helping people enter this country illegally, then we're going to send all of these illegal immigrants to where Joe Biden lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And Ron DeSantis gets in on the fun and says, you come to Florida, you're here illegally. We're going to send you to Delaware, where Joe Biden's home state is. So I thought it was actually gracious of Peter Ducey. He actually said, I'm sorry to see you go. Jen Psaki replies, oh, are you? Are you really, Peter? I'm like, wow. I don't know. I feel sorry for Karine Jean-Pierre, who is taking over, replacing Psaki. Ducey also said, I look forward to you being behind the podium. And I guarantee you any advice that Jen Psaki is giving the new White House press secretary is going to be how to deal with Peter Ducey. He asks tough questions. Everybody else is pretty much, they'll toe the line, but worry about Peter Ducey. You know, we talked about this whole issue of the Department of Homeland Security. Well, why are they getting involved with the Ministry of Truth? We'll get into this in more detail later. Why are they getting involved in any of this? Why are they dealing with climate change at the Department of Homeland Security, as Mayorkas mentioned? How is it Mayorkas didn't know that the person he's picking for the Joe Biden Ministry of Truth happens to be one of the biggest purveyors of misinformation in the country? You know, Hunter Biden laptop, that's disinformation. Christopher Steele's credible, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I mean, it goes on and on. How, at what point did you ask Ms. Jankowicz if she ever purveyed this misinformation? Did you know she said these things? I have no idea. What is the vetting process for hiring somebody for this new Ministry of Truth office that Joe Biden is setting up? We like to keep the internal hiring processes in the Department of Homeland Security a secret. Well, the whole point is to be transparent. This whole point is checks and balances. Anyway, so now we've got this even going to another level. Why is the Department of Justice now unveiling a new Office of Environmental Justice? Because they now announced the creation of this that will serve as a central hub for the department's efforts to advance its comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy. I mean, what does that mean? If you use the wrong materials, what, you're going to have to tear up your home or your building and get a massive fine and maybe be put in jail? Why is the Department of Justice involved in this? I guess because they're not arresting criminals. They're not prosecuting liberals. They only seem to want to go after conservatives anyway. They'll put you in jail for 10 years for spitting on the sidewalk, for crying out loud. Anyway, so the new office within the Department of Justice, announced by Merrick Garland and the EPA, what I think is happening here, because it's pretty interesting, if you watch now the Department of Homeland Security, now the Department of Justice, involved in climate issues, environmental issues, everything that they can't get done because Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema held the line on not eliminating the filibuster. And guess what they're doing? They're just now going to what? Put these policies in place at the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. I thought the Department of Homeland Security was created to keep Americans safe. What about the 42 encounters that they had with people on the terror watch list? Whatever happened to those people? How many people might have gotten in that are on that list and we don't even know about? Now, the White House apparently is encouraging peaceful protests, and they won't tell the abortion activists to avoid Supreme Court justices' homes. How is that possible? They declined, Joe's administration declined to encourage abortion activists to avoid protesting at the private residences of Supreme Court justice over this possibility, this opinion draft, if you will, of overturning Roe v. Wade. Jen Psaki said President Biden understands and shares the outrage over the news that the Supreme Court may vote to undo Roe, which essentially legalized abortion nationwide. I would argue there's going to be very few states that ban abortion, if any. And you're going to have any state that you want to go to go get your abortion. Now they're going to be like saying, oh, come to our state. You get an abortion at a discount. I mean, it's insane. But America, will, if they think this is the issue, it's not going to work out the way they want, because Americans will figure out, oh, I can still get an abortion if I want. And this has been demagogued and we've all been lied to. So anyway, Psaki said that Biden understands, shares the outrage about the court. The president, for all these women, men, and others that feel outraged, who feel scared, who feel concerned, he hears them. He shares that concern, that horror that he saw in that draft opinion. And Biden's message directly to anyone feeling outraged is participating in a peaceful protest. She said, ensure it's peaceful. Have your voice heard peacefully. It's kind of what Donald Trump said. Many of you now will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices could get heard. And Donald Trump, on January 4th, according to four people in the room, the Secretary of Defense, the Chief of Staff of the Secretary of Defense, Kash Patel, the Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, and the President himself, all confirming 2 days earlier they had authorized, as required by law, up to 20,000 troops to be called in. Now they're putting up a fence and cement barriers in front of the Supreme Court. I think that's the right decision. Frankly, I'd beef up security all over Washington. We got to protect our institutions. We got to protect our elected officials. I mean, and we got to protect our cities. That's why you can't have these stupid no bail laws. You can't have defund the police, dismantle the police, because that's not working out well in any city that's trying it. Anyway, so several heated protests have occurred in front of the Supreme Court since Justice Alito's draft opinion was leaked. We still have not found the leaker, as far as we know. Peter Ducey brought up Biden's statements earlier this week, calling the MAGA crowd the most extreme political organization in recent history. I like Donald Trump's response that I told you about in the last half hour. Do you think the progressive activists that are now planning protests outside some of the justices' houses are extreme? Ducey asked that question to Jen Psaki. Peaceful protest? No. Peaceful protest is not extreme. In front of a Supreme Court justice's home? That's okay with this administration? If any conservative wanted a protest in front of any liberal Supreme Court justice's home or any elected congressman or woman, I'd be against it. Leave their families out of it. I gave you a whole list of examples where this has happened to conservatives. It has happened to me when I've been out in public. It's not fun. Leave people alone. I can't imagine if I ever saw anybody on the left that I'd ever be anything but nice to them. And it's, you know, they're allowed their personal free downtime. And, you know, I just could never imagine annoying somebody like that. By the way, the head of the U.S. Strategic Command says that Biden has put our nuclear deterrent at risk. Head of the U.S. Strategic Command telling Congress that the strength of our nuclear deterrent compared to the threats posed by Russia and China is now insufficient. He blamed the Biden administration for eliminating critical nuclear weapons systems that he said were absolutely necessary to avoiding a nuclear war. This is Adam Charles Choss Richard, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command. We're facing crisis of deterrence dynamics right now that we have only seen a few times in our nation's history. Nobody's going to report that on any fake news. That I can pretty much tell you. The Biden White House avoids, apparently going forward, they're going to avoid any Oval Office press events in large part because they don't have a teleprompter and Joe can't think on his feet. How embarrassing is that? All happening right under our eyes. It's an interesting story on FoxNews.com, how parents groups are reacting to the Biden administration's upcoming Title IX changes. And they're saying it's blurring and, in effect, erasing women. Title IX is the title that colleges, for example, in particular, if they offer X number of scholarships to men, young men, then they should offer the same amount to young women. And it's actually been great for women's sports and a great opportunity for young women that play sports. Former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has written that Title IX sex-based protections were sticking by the definitions of biological sex, male or female. Then President Biden signed an executive order outlining plans to review Title IX regulations related to gender identity. What is, are we going to have more examples of people born biologically as men? I mean, I think Caitlyn Jenner said it better than anybody. I'm not worried about what people's testosterone levels are at in college or at the professional level. I worry more about what it was like when they were in puberty, hitting puberty, when they were young. Because there is a decided, you know, I know for a fact Caitlyn Jenner can drive almost 300 yards. Amazing advantage. And she says it's because number one, obviously Caitlyn Jenner was a phenomenal athlete to start, but also because of what the testosterone levels were at that time in her life when she competed. Anyway, Fox News, lawsuit filed against the Biden administration top officials for colluding with big tech to censor speech on Hunter and on COVID. Glad to see that. Somebody called earlier in this week saying, why aren't there more lawsuits? Well, there you go. We have more lawsuits. A rift has emerged, we can see, as it relates to Kamala Harris. Mike Pence went after Harris for her how dare you comments. There's been a lot of comments all over social media about that. Mike Pence fired back, used her own words against her in her anti-abortion rights speech. Conservatives have been out there pretty much mocking. How dare they? Okay. And we have another Kamala Harris staff exodus going on as the deputy chief of staff has just quit. Jill Biden's, we talked about her anger at Harris's detailed in a new book. Do we have to choose the one that attacked Joe? I had told you about that. And the relationship apparently is not going well at all. And especially as it relates to certain issues, now there's a pretty broad schism that has emerged between the two of them. Anyway, you don't want the bad news on the economy, I assume, today. Dow yesterday lost, over 1,000 points. Anybody that has an IRA or retirement account, wasn't a good day for you yesterday. Unretirement is now becoming a hot new trend in the country. Property taxes rose to $328 billion last year. Biden officials plan to large purchases to replenish the oil reserve. I told you it was only a Band-Aid. Now oil prices are going back up again. Baby formula shortage hit crisis levels now. I mean, everything's a disaster. It's so unnecessary, all preventable.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.